Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly tonight and every Monday night. 6 o'clock is the Brandon Graham Show here at Chickies. Then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. And this week's guest is Cooper DeGene. Every Monday at 4, we're joined by Donovan McNabb, is brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Auto Service. Go to UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are we feeling?
Oh, we're feeling pretty good, Enjoyed the weekend. Just looking forward to hearing a couple of remarks from you guys and see what you think.
Well, we don't have anything to complain about today, do you?
No complaints. No complaints today, Big Five. No complaints.
Okay. I was just making sure you got to check the temperature of the room before, you know, we start diving into it. But that's good. That's a good start.
Well, yesterday was the most complete offensive game we've seen from the Eagles this year. What did you see in terms of their development as an offense and their development as to this version of the offense that is sort of run first?
I saw balance. And when I say balance, obviously what we did in the run game, and Saquon's been that way all season, but I see balance all across the board. Devontae being involved, you know, the AJ being involved, to our tight ends being involved, you know, Saquon getting involved in the passing game and then being a very critical threat for us as far as picking up the blitz. But what I seen was balance from an offensive standpoint where it's not leaning to one direction and then trying to fight to get things in rhythm and getting everybody else involved. I thought Jalen did a great job of being efficient, doing what was asked of him to do, and then continue to spread the ball around and get everybody involved.
When you look at this Eagles offense under Sirianni, I believe the Eagles are 15-1 when they run the ball more than they throw the ball. Is it safe to say that their identity is there, that they just need to commit to what they do best, which is run the football first? Is it safe to say like that should be their identity?
I would say yes and no, Ike, but it really depends on the particular game that you're playing.
Okay.
Because everyone else knows that. Everyone knows that they won, they got to stop Saquon Barkley. And that was something that I had talked about going into last year. Remember, Swift was a 1,000-yard rusher and one of the best running backs in – definitely in the NFC, but also in the NFL. But we stopped running the football. And so I understand you want to try to get the ball to AJ and Devontae. But I think what helps them out and really creates perfect opportunities for them to get possibly man coverage is when you're running the football effectively. Because when you're running the football effectively, defensive coordinators now have to put 8 guys in the box. They got to find ways to apply pressure to clog up some of the windows to eliminate the run plays going from 5 to 6 yards per carry to possibly getting them to possibly 2 to 3 or 4 yards per carry. And so when we're running the football as effective as we are right now, yes, we're going to get man coverage a lot of times on AJ and Devontae and some of our tight ends as well. So I would say that that's a great stat, but it's something that we were doing last season with Swift, but we kind of got away from it. And I think that's kind of, we can say that that's our identity, that's our calling card. But the thing that we have to feed off of when we do run the football effectively is the play-action game.
Donovan McNabb with us. He's with us every Monday at 4. So over to Jalen. He, to my eye, seemed like he was more decisive and more quicker in those decisions as he had been previously, whether it was to throw the ball or run the ball. What did you see from Jalen yesterday?
I seen a quarterback that was happy to have all his weapons pretty much available. Obviously, we're missing one, but I just think for the comfort level and the rapport that he's built with Devontae and A.J. both being out there together, and then what Saquon has been able to do consistently each and every week, I'm seeing a more confident offense. I'm also seeing a more confident play calling. And I think we can talk about Nick and we can talk about Jalen, but it all starts with Kellen Moore. Like, let's be honest. Kellen Moore and his, I would say, his resume coming in into this season as the offensive coordinator has been pretty effective as far as putting numbers up concerned. You know, from what we see with Justin Herbert and what we see with Dak Prescott. I expect that same thing from Jalen, but for a guy that can protect the ball a little bit more because you have to add the element of run into it. So I just think we need to give a little bit more credit to Kellen Moore and Jalen by the way that he's been playing, but it all starts with the play calling.
I want to give Jalen some credit here, Five, of being able to, I guess, trust his protection, trust his pocket. I thought he sat in the pocket yesterday with a lot more patience and pocket awareness and was able to get through second read, third read at times, right, and didn't have a problem. I think he was 6 for 6 throwing the ball over the middle of the field yesterday. How did you like that sort of aspect of Jalen's game, just being able to trust his protection in the pocket and allowing these routes to develop?
Well, I mean, again, it's a comfort level, something that you build over time. You know, everyone kind of expects you to run. You know, why doesn't he run anymore? When you build that rapport with your offensive line, you're comfortable with the blocking scheme. You're reading it out. You know that you're protected. You're trusting the guys up front. If they do bring added guy on the four-week or four-strong, you know you have the answer to some of those questions that the defensive coordinators may have for you. And there's a comfort level. And I agree with you as well. I've seen a more poised quarterback of sitting back there and being able to go through his reads and progression and not just kind of guessing and taking off. And so it's something for him to build off of. I expect him to build off of that and to see it a little bit more. Obviously, he's going to have to continue to use his legs. But when you do have protection up front and you know that you're secure, that's when you're able to go through your reads and get it to the open receiver.
Donovan, just to follow up on the throwing across the middle thing, what
right.
could – a couple of people have mentioned his height as perhaps one of the reasons that he's reluctant, you know, not being able to see over. What could be that, along with other, what could be other reasons that would keep him from being confident throwing those balls over the middle?
Well, not the height deal. I mean, y'all act like he's 5'8 back there.
No, I'm just people
mean,
said it. It wasn't me.
Let's not do that. Now, the thing is, remember, what have I been complaining about for the last couple of weeks? Getting who the ball?
Tight end.
The tight end.
Yes.
Utilizing the tight ends and the running backs. That's all in play calling. Because if you're going to play man, that's when you start running those halfback angles. That's when you start running out by your tight ends. You want to go zone. Now your tight ends start taking the middle or running the post route or running the dig route where you have the running back underneath. That right there starts to open up things more on the outside and on the top of coverage. So you start connecting with some of those post routes. You start connecting to those seam routes. One of the routes that obviously Devontae caught over the shoulder. That's what happens when you start establishing being able to go in the middle of the football field. Yeah, we know as a quarterback, a lot of the fans and people that are watching, they play Madden or they play some of these video games and everything is thrown on the outside. Where you have to establish the middle of the football field in order to get things more on the outside and give your receivers an opportunity to make big plays for you.
I just want to be clear. I did not give him the height excuse. It was Team Jalen in Philadelphia that called me about that. I just want to be clear with you. I was giving him and you the out there if that was the reason. That's all.
I mean, no, that's funny that was even brought up, you know, because – He's not Kyler Murray, and he's not Baker Mayfield, which Baker Mayfield has some issues of throwing across the middle, but he's doing a great job of what he's doing with his height. But to come up with Jalen's height, with Jalen is still 6'1". 6'2", so I think
list
he's
it.
Okay.
Listed. 6'2", 6'1".
See, there you go.
I'm just saying, listed. You know how you guys are at quarterback. You know,
don't do that.
Well, no, you were a legitimate 6'1". Oh, my bad. Hold on. You 6'2", or 6'3"?
Like I mean, yeah, Lee.
No, I think you and me were the same height. I think you're a legitimate 6'3".
Some quarterbacks add another full or a full, you know what I mean? Just like linebackers add another 10 pounds to their
size. Now, that's true. That is true. At least with a neck roll anyway.
Yeah.
On there.
6'3 in shoes. 6'3 in shoes, like they do in the NBA.
245.
Yeah. Let me get your thoughts on the defense. You've been someone very who's been high. Yeah, you've been high on our defense and watching the young group sort of grow yesterday. Couple guys back there. Quinyon Mitchell at the cornerback position. Cooper DeJean also back there. What do you think about the young players, particularly those young guys in the secondary and the way the defense has been playing?
I like Mitchell. That was a great pick, great draft. I think for give Howie some credit for that. I think what we're seeing is it takes pressure off of our secondary when our front four or front five, depending on if we add a little bit of pressure, can get to the quarterback. And what we're seeing is the maturation of our young guys at the D-line position, really evolving in front of our eyes. And I would like to see a little bit more pressure from the outside, but we still got to plug up the gaps to stop the run. But I'm very impressed about how our defense has been playing. They continue to get better, and hopefully we can continue to feed off of it where our front four can continue to eat opposing quarterbacks.
All right, Donovan, last one. And now I want to be clear here. This is not me. This is Ike. But Ike's
– It's me?
Ike's been saying –
I don't even know what he's going to say right now. Go ahead.
Been saying New Orleans and Super Bowl. Yeah. So I guess the question is what would you need to see out of the Eagles moving forward to put you in a spot and say, yes, this is a true NFC contender?
Consistency. Is this a rarity? What we've seen against Cincinnati, or will we be kind of what we've seen maybe against Tampa Bay or some of these other teams, New Orleans or whatever. So I say consistency for our football team. I still believe we're one of the top three, maybe four teams in the NFC, but I believe we can be in that upper echelon with one or two if we play like we played this past weekend and continue to build off of it with more consistency. Balanced attack on offense, and our defense continues to improve.
All right, Donovan. Well, we appreciate the insight and also finding out that Ike lied about his weight when he was in the NFL.
I was doing that ever since I was coming out of high school, man. Yeah, high school, college.
We might need to keep Donovan's calls.
That's a normal thing for defensive guys. They always want bigger guys, bigger, faster guys.
We might need to keep you once a week throughout the whole year so we can get all of the Ike lies, all right, Donovan. Appreciate
all right, bro.
All right, guys. You guys take it easy.
There it is. Isn't it funny?
Yeah, I always added 5 or 10 pounds, man.
Well, isn't it funny that when you're playing, you're add 5 and 10 pounds, but now it's almost like age. When you're younger, you lie to say that you're older. When you're older, you lie younger. You want your weight to be up when you're playing, and then now you would skew the other way.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
215.
Yeah, now I'm saying I weigh less.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some of my pictures may not be as flattering.
One photo.
Yeah, just one. 215-592-9494. What do you need to see from the Eagles to get you all the way back in Big V and Mount Laurel? You're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Oh, Friday, I told you.
Oh, I told you so Monday.
Yeah, I told you so Monday.
No one ever died on this team but WIP.
Yeah.
Did I tell him?
You did. You told him.
Oh, we all remember, yeah.
Thank you. I also told you if you were scared by a dog.
You told me that against the Mets, too.
Yeah,
I was scared
by that dog. That's why you were up there Friday crying. Oh, my God. That's an acceptable loss.
Well, yeah, Elliot better be lucky he's not in town today.
Well, that's why he missed his flight.
Yeah, him and his acceptable loss. I was ready for him tonight.
Yeah. We made the mistake of doing that show on Friday, and I sided with him, and that I got the shrapnel. Oh, really? Acceptable loss. Huh?
Yeah, convenient how he misses his flight after his predictions are wrong.
Yeah, we'll have to get the info from fans of Philly as to what really happened with Elliot.
I think they stuffed him in a bathroom locker or something.
So what'd you like about what you saw yesterday, Big V?
I liked everything. They played as a cohesive unit. They played as, again, a team. From the time that they rallied around Sirianni up until now, they've been playing as a team. The offense has been complementary to the defense. The defense has been tremendous, showing great progress and growth. So, first of all, big kudos to Howie for putting this team together. Second of all, a great deal of incredible coaching, getting these guys ready in such a short period of time, going from zeros to heroes in a matter of three games. You know, that takes a great deal of effort. And, of course, you know, the nutty professor, Nick Sirianni. You know, you got to give him credit for that.
That's a good nickname. I like professor. Nutty professor for Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
It's better than Private Pyle.
Yeah, Private Pyle, no. I think, yeah. But, you know, what was incredible was the emergence of Skinny Batman becoming a real superhero.
Well, yeah, they brought him back into the offense.
Yeah. He was doing his thing. I mean, the guy's got, he's got heart, you know, like he's, you know, 6'8", 245 pounds.
And he's not. Yeah. All right, Big V. Appreciate the call.
That's why I call him Slim Reaper. I don't really like Skinny Batman.
No, not
yeah, I'm out on Skinny Batman.
You know, it seems like he's the one that gets that useless wide receiver screen call all the time.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him that he's got to catch
Johan,
that pass.
Get that to Johan Dotson.
Yeah, so, he's got that -2 yards thing. Yeah. It's like built into his stats every game.
I don't buy that Nick's involved in the offense, but I always blame those on Nick. the screenplays are always Nick's fault.
Ken and Drexel Hill.
Yeah, they're
hey,
off.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Ken?
What's up, Ken?
Not much. Great win yesterday. You know, defense balled out. I was really surprised to see they held, you know, Cincinnati, who dropped. Even though they lost, they dropped the bomb on Baltimore. That was a back-and-forth game, and I was really surprised to see we held them to under 20 points. That, coupled with the fact that we're one of the best rushing teams in the league, I don't really need to see this team win 13, 14 games. I mean, the Phillies taught me that having the best record is not guaranteed you're going to get far in the playoffs. So as long as, like Ike said, we're hitting our stride in December, with us being able to still run the ball and having a top five, top 10 defense, it doesn't matter if we're home or away to me. That's based off what I'm seeing so far. We had it done in Tampa, but other than that, every game we've been in, we're competing. And that's what's big for me. Win or loss, I want my team to compete.
Yeah, yesterday was huge. Spike, we talked about this Friday and why I thought them winning yesterday would be significant. Because I think it allowed, if there were some guys who may not, I'm talking about people on the team, that may not have bought all the way in. A win like yesterday gets everybody to buy in.
Yeah, there's a momentum to that,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, for sure. On both sides of the ball,
yes.
too. And for Jalen specifically, okay, look. You know, look at what the adjustments have caused and the effectiveness that you had. And I thought it was, Elliot pointed this out on Twitter, and I thought it was a good point. I don't think he threw an incompletion after that Kenny Gainwell pass. So he
right, at one point he did complete like 10 or 11 straight passes.
Yeah, and it was it could be nothing, but that throw to Gainwell that could have been picked off was a Jalen pass from the first 4 weeks of this season. It was all the way across the field. It had no
late.
The guy was you could see it from a mile away. And I almost wonder if him throwing that pass was a reminder of that's what I'm not
Don't
supposed
do that.
To do.
Yep.
And he was perfect afterwards. Yep. And I thought that was a good – you don't want to see him throw that ball at all, but it was a good recovery from him in terms of going back to what works and not doing what doesn't work.
Yeah, he had a couple of throws I wish he probably wishes he didn't make. But for the most part, it was no turnovers, which was great. But I think I can't speak for everybody. What most fans are waiting for is, like you spoke to, dynamic on offense. They want us to throw for 300, three touchdowns every game, and that's not what we are. I know Sirianni says we doesn't have an identity, but for me, it seems like we want to establish Saquon every game, rightfully so. Having said that, we're a running team, so you're not going to see us throw for 250, 300 every game. That's not what Jalen is, and once we wrap our heads around that, I think we'll be better off as far as what this team is.
All right, appreciate the call, Ken.
And an example of that, right? I think it was I don't know if it was Baldy that brought it up last. No, it might have been Mike Lombardi. I think it was Mike Lombardi. He brought up Detroit and what they did. They came out the beginning of the season trying to establish Jared Goff as the driving force behind the offense. They lost their first game to Tampa at home. He had more interceptions than touchdowns in the first couple of weeks, and then they dialed it back to where he's throwing about 25 times a game. Now, he's getting yardage, explosive plays. They got dynamic players. My only point is that they have two running backs, right, that they certainly lean on in Gibbs and David Montgomery, and then they're going to take their shots. Williams is he's suspended right now, but
yep.
But with Amara St. Brown, like, they're going to take their opportunities when they get them, but they're not asking Jared Goff to throw the ball 35 to 40 times a game.
Jared Goff was 12 of 15, 85 yards.
12 of 15. Now, look
at his
numbers.
And they scored 50 points.
And look at his numbers. Look at his passing stats the last five games.
Come on, Chad.
Well, I'm just saying, and anybody would have to get a chance to.
I'm just kidding.
He has more. What was it, Jack? He has more touchdown passes than incompletions?
Something like that, yeah.
I think that was the stat over the last five or six games.
And here are the two things I saw yesterday from an offensive perspective that were great signs that they know who they are. The first thing is that Saquon Barkley rushed for 108 yards, mm-hmm. and at no point during the game did we say to ourselves, man, Saquon Barkley is outrageous and dominating this game. It was a great game that he had where
nice
he rushed for 100.
Game.
A nice, yep. steady game, but it wasn't because of a 70-yard run.
Right.
It was because they knew what they wanted to do, and they were doing it. And the second thing was
22 rushing attempts yesterday for Saquon.
And it didn't feel like they
for
ran.
For 108 yards.
For 108 yards.
108 yards.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like they ran him into the ground.
No.
They really kind of put him on ice for a little bit. Then the eight minute drive or whatever in the fourth, they kind of pulled him out and said, all right, you can mm-hmm. kind of carry us to a victory.
Well, and that was the other thing that led me to feeling good about the direction and the focus of the offense was that drive. Because that was the exact drive that they needed at that exact moment of the mm-hmm. game. You needed a 7 or 8 minute drive to score and basically put the game away. And if you can drive that long, even if you get a field goal, you're winning the game. That was exactly yep. what they needed.
Yep.
And it reminded you, Jack, I think you said, it reminded you of 22. Mm-hmm. It also reminds me of, they would do the same thing in 17. That was the same kind of thing they would do in 17, just this sort of soul-crushing drive that the defense just cannot get off the field. And those two things, the Saquon stats and that drive, I thought were good signs that they know what they're doing on offense, you know, and it's becoming – it will be an execution issue moving forward, not a what are we doing.
I swear – the game when I finally see us run a screenplay correctly,
I'm
going to jump 10 feet in the air, man. It's supposed to be the easiest play in one of the easiest plays in the play, but we still can't run a screen.
They haven't ran a screen well in a decade. A decade plus.
I truly believe the more plays they run under center
that it's gonna get better.
We will get there.
I'm waiting on it.
I know we'll get there. Well, I mean, it's been more under center three straight games now.
Yeah. Yep.
Goff's last five games, by the way. No more than 25 attempts in a game. He's 12 touchdowns and one interception for an 83% completion percentage.
Yeah. And that's
never thrown the ball more than 25 times.
And they're scoring a ton.
They're leading scoring, I think they
– 40. So his last four games, 42, 47, 31, 52.
Yeah. And we scored 37 with Jalen throwing the ball 20 times.
It works, ladies and gentlemen.
Hashtag run the ball.
Run the ball.
WIP always knew.
And it's really the coaches. It's really the message for the coaches.
Yes.
Understand, you don't have to throw the ball 40 times a game.
Well, I think the whole league is starting to see this, and I think we keep not remembering who said what last week. It's just quarterbacking – it's just a different league. First of all, everyone's adopted a lot of what Fangio does, which makes it difficult to have more plays downfield defensively. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is that these quarterbacks just don't come into the league having run this RPO thing so frequently. They're just not that the defense took the lead, I think, over the last year or two.
Yep.
And now the offense is going to have to readjust. And part of that is going to be running the ball. That's going to be part of the adjustment. All right. 215-592-9494. What do you need to see from the Eagles to believe that they are truly back? And coming up next, we will discuss the tush push. Are the Eagles using the tush push too much? feels like a
– Yeah, if you own Saquon in fantasy football, for sure.
Wow.
We will talk about that next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, Chickies and Pete's, your destination for the Eagles all season long. Online at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies on Packer Ave in South Philly. Every Monday night and tonight, the Brandon Graham Show at 6. I will be here with Brandon as well as Howard Eskin. And then the Players Lounge at 7 with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's player, Cooper DeJean, makes his Players Lounge debut.
Or DeJean.
DeJean.
They call him DeJean, too.
DeJean.
Like a John. John.
Oh, DeJean. John. Yeah. John. Yeah. Yeah, you're not from here, but
yeah,
you've adopted.
Yeah, you know, I've tried a couple times, but it doesn't work.
I thought you were saying DeJean Mustard.
Dijon.
Yeah. I do expect at least a little bit of hoops talk toward the end. Cooper DeJean is a basketball guy.
That's true.
Give me 3 minutes.
We get that in there.
3 minutes. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
How
we get that out of the way first.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's fine.
All we got to see if he's speaking of hoops. Shout out to the Sixers' first victory last night.
Oh, yeah. Get excited.
Nah, it was
10-9-8.
Trust me, it was a relief to see Maxi ball out after the first two games that he had.
There you go.
Yeah. But how big of a victory lap is Howard going to have tonight at 6?
Wow.
Well, Howard acts like he coaches the team.
He does. Now, he actually gives pregame speeches.
Yeah.
He's in there. It's great. It's great.
The way that he talks to Brandon, it's just like, it's like two teammates.
Yeah,
like, Brandon, they doubted us.
We get it.
Yeah,
Brandon. Yeah. These idiots on these airways. Am I right? Am I right, BJ? And does Nick Sirianni realize that he's going to have this city shaving their heads come playoff time or even sooner?
When do we do it?
I don't think so.
Dude, you give this city a reason?
Jack, you?
Believe?
Shave the head?
Well,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've been pushing the whole give Nick Sirianni his credit as head coach.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not really sure the whole city is bought into that just yet.
Well, we got to push him there.
If they win a couple more games against us in this big stretch, go 3-1.
Well, he would have to also continue to shave his head.
Well, he better.
He better.
It saved the season.
Yeah, it's like the reverse of a playoff beard.
Like, this is a baseball thing. I know.
No.
It's a baseball
hockey thing, too.
No. Does not work. Does not work. Too much of a season left to go for shaved head to work.
They win the next
the flower
two.
Flower speech worked in 21.
They win the next two.
That's true.
They win the next two. I'll shave my head.
There you go,
Jack.
He is not shaving his head,
Jack.
I got a great head of hair.
Hey, look at that guy, Jack. His son Juan, and he shaved his head.
All this guy does is make an ass of himself on the radio. There's no one.
Son Juan.
I'm diving in with you here.
I'll consider it.
He does have a head full of hair now.
I do. I got a good head of hair.
I know.
My wife will be furious at me.
Yeah, but you have had a buzzed head before.
I have.
I don't
look good.
I've had the same haircut since I was in first grade. Like, this is it.
That's a good time to restart.
I don't need
you to really look like the brother from Alpha Dog.
Alpha Dog. Oh, yes, I will.
When your head
is
shaved.
Yeah. Yes. And now with all the tattoos.
You're going to be on some lists.
Yeah.
But
walking to Nordstrom or something, they're not going to take their eyes off of me.
Yeah. Well, and then in a perfect world, they win 2 straight. We commit to the bit. I also think we could – how many people could we get 2 chickies on the Monday after they win 2 straight to shave their heads?
We could get 50 people easily shave their heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Taz will shave his head.
Yep. Yeah. Ike will shave his head.
Breitmeyer said he would do it.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Get Sheil in here. Sheil shave his head, too.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, we can get 50 people to shave their heads at Chickies if they win 2 straight.
Can we get all the host?
Well, Giglio's a
me, Giglio, Hugh, we're already
well,
shaved.
Well, you know the morning show won't take part in anything.
No, there's no way the camera shaves his head. That, honestly, probably a good idea.
Talk about being on some lists.
We get Richie to do it.
I think Richie would do
Richie
it.
Think Richie would go in?
Seltzer's hair is small, short enough.
We can get Seltzer to do it.
Richie is a big Hurts guy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I saw. I heard
it.
I saw it
now.
All of a sudden.
Very emotional. I was surprised he wasn't crying this morning. Yeah.
What a baby. Anyway, what about Devin Gainey?
No.
No, she's not.
That's not fair.
Rhea?
She's no. Not her hair. No, I don't expect any woman to shave her
hair. I'm just kidding.
Though I would have a massive amount of respect if either of them
man.
Did. Yeah, not Rod that I don't already expect respect. But.
Yes, yes. But Rod would give you an extension. Like they'd give all of them.
Yeah. What even, no. Don't be handing out contracts.
I was gonna say we'll all shave our hair for contracts. Yeah, now. Yep. Yeah.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man Sprite, Big I, Jackie, baby. Happy Monday.
What's up, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
What's up, fellas? Real quick, I took another L in fantasy.
Hate to see it. What a baby you were last week, too. Texting me privately.
Man, I ain't no baby. Me and you be talking, what's name? That was no baby talk. I don't make no excuses like Spike. What's name? Well, if he hadn't twisted his toe, what's name?
I know.
No.
And Spike got his ass kicked this week. No, I didn't. 45 points by me.
Well, hold on. That's not true. I'm down 25 points, and I have neighbors going tonight. So,
man, good luck.
Yeah.
Spike, you make more excuses when you lose than any of
no way. It's not excuses. It's reasons. There's a big difference between excuses and reasons.
I bet you I'm over there side-eyeing you like a black mama right now. Like, boy, shut your mouth. You know you do.
Yosh, what's I have a right better now? Team than you. I'm sorry to report. My team is dominant. I'm winning the championship this year.
I don't know. Somebody else on this show is going to be tied for first place after this week.
Well, that's all right.
I really think this is first place. Now, Spike, how about that? I'm going to get on Ike boat. I really look like he's about to take number one. How about that? And the only reason I'm bringing fantasy up real quick is because y'all waited till I got off the radio the other day and talked trash. I'm surprised at y'all. Friends talk trash to friends' face. I talk trash to Ike Reese's face, Spike Eskin's face, Jack Fritz's face, and through text. So stop it. Talk trash when I'm on the daggone phone, not when I get up. Oh, the money is falling. I was like, look at these cats. Ain't that something? That's why I was hitting Jack up talking trash. Now that we're past that.
Well, and then you lost.
But I'm going to say this, too. The last two times I've been in this league, I went on a three-game losing skid, but I still make the playoffs. So I ain't worried about nothing.
Where's the violin music,
Oh, my goodness. Can we just get to the Eagles?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, boys, I told boys I was going to speak to them, y'all haters. Now, get to the Eagles.
There we go.
I am so happy with my team. I am very happy with this team. I said earlier in the year, we want Jalen to be Jalen, and Jalen looked like he is rounding in form to being himself. You gotta love it. He's showing more love. Yeah, get rid of that daggone screenplay. I think the thing is, Jalen is too late on the screenplay. He cocking the ball back. What's thing? He looks at it too late, and then the defense they eyed it up, and the blocking schemes don't do what they supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But I love what the team is doing, man. The daggone defense. Man, me and Ike Reese been screaming Cooper DeJean since the beginning of the season. You mentioned doing his job. You know what? Daggone, N'Kobe Dean, I'm so sorry, boy. N'Kobe is starting to look confident
out there, man.
He is that dude out there right now, man. He making plays. He is not a liability out there. You just love it. I love what fans is doing. Fans got these dudes like, you see the cohesion building with this defense, man. They keeping us in games. I wasn't worried when they went down and scored on it. Soon as Kimberly went in the fantasy chat and said, I got Burrows. Oh, my God. I said, you know what? That's a sign. He is going to have a day. He is not going to have a day because she is worried. And look what happened. Jalen outdueled him. He looked good. What's his name doing it? The boy looked good. What's his name in the presser? This team, man. Stop singing songs about New Orleans.
I couldn't hold it in. It came out, man. I couldn't hold it in.
He said it was one of the first words he said. It's unbelievable.
Hey, man, that's That sounds like something you say your first time. Don't be saying it today. Don't be doing nothing. I don't say
All right. Listen, I'm telling you, we get through that Thursday night game at 8-2, you're not going to be able to hold me down. I don't know what I'm going to do for that mini bye week.
I'm going to tell you right now, we get to Baltimore and ain't lost the game. I'm gonna let you go ahead and do what you do, baby, because I'm gonna be singing with you.
Yes,
how about
exactly.
that? What happened? Let's go this stretch, though. Let's get to Baltimore undefeated, and I'm with you, boy. We can go ahead and say, Knowles, here we come. Because y'all going down there and do the radio thing. I might pop up on the side with y'all with my beans on, with no shirt on. You know what I'm talking about, Irene?
I do. I know what you're talking about. I do. All right, yo.
Hey, man, I love you. Hey, you came out the box strong, victory.
I was stronger today, exactly. All right, give me credit. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
By the way, Yoshi.
It was better today.
Yes. Yoshi complaining about me making excuses. All this guy does is cry for the first 3 minutes of the call about fantasy.
Yep.
Your team was fraudulent. It's being exposed as being fraudulent. It is what it is.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to play you guys a play from yesterday, and then we're going to have a conversation about it. Buzz, hit it.
First and goal. Tush push, if you please. They do. And again, Jalen Hurts, third rushing touchdown of the game, and this thing is close to being history.
All right. So first of all, Jalen better be very thankful that he has a good teammate in Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
In that, if I was Saquon Barkley, I'd my head would explode with all these tush push.
Saquon touchdowns. Doesn't have any touchdown incentives.
Yeah. And
the final year of his deal, it will not be tush pushes. It's year one.
And next time you throw QBR in my face with Jalen, let's calculate his QBR without the tush push touchdown. So
it's part of it.
Yeah, it is part of it with QBR. So. The only time that I feel like they are overusing it, because I don't mind it at on the goal line. Mm-hmm. If you're going to get me a guaranteed touchdown, that's fine, whatever. And they did it again yesterday. I don't like seeing it third and one in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
If you think you can get a yard, then give me an aggressive play on third and one. If you don't get it,
right.
then give me the tush push on fourth down.
Yes.
I don't like it in the middle of the field. Did they do that last year? I can't even remember if.
Oh yeah,
well, it's their best play. Well,
it's the most unstoppable play. And you know, we're actually, I think our percentage is lower this year.
It is. Yeah.
I thought I saw the graphic yesterday, so it's been.
And he barely got over on the one touch.
Sure.
Yeah, that was
tight.
Yeah, that was if.
That's the thing I started to worry about. If you're going to it so frequently, the defense has a chance to adjust. So. If it gets to the fourth quarter and you try it, I feel less confident that it's going to work if you've already run it three or four times already in the game.
Yeah, I think we all expected a slight step back or even more than a slight step back without having Kelce in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a couple of times they've run it two times in a row to get it. I agree with you, though. I do think the more you use it, probably the less effective it is. And I just think they're missing an opportunity if they're using it third and one in the middle of the field, in the middle of the game. It's buying you three more downs when you do that, but I think you're missing an opportunity at a big play there.
No doubt in my mind. That's when Nick pushes the button like, hey, get the touch push going. Get it going.
Get in there.
Yep. That's his one play call.
It's just such a lame play. I'm sorry. It just is.
See, when I complained about this 2 years ago.
Me and you have long been anti-tush.
Yes. But.
Does this mean I have to be pro-tush push?
I just.
If you guys
it's
are
hard okay. to be pro-tush yes. push, yes.
It's like, oh my goodness.
We accept it.
Yeah.
But it's not like we love it. Like some people love the tush push.
Right.
Actually, I think there's probably people that's sort of grown a little tired of it.
A little tired of it.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm very happy today. If I could, I know people always say, what will WIP find to complain about? I'm complaining about the touch push.
We're complaining about a play that works every time.
I'm just so sick and tired of it. Have I bet on Saquon Barkley two touchdowns every game? Of course I have.
It's 2 weeks in a row it's cost us.
Well, it's just, like, run something else. It doesn't need three rushing touchdowns. And I do appreciate that finally someone stepped in and made truth about Jalen's rushing touchdowns. He has four.
They did show the graphic.
He has four rushing touchdowns. He does not have 20. It was 16 tush push touchdowns. 16.
That's a lot of them.
Get an asterisk on those.
Now, you keep betting Saquon Barkley multiple touchdowns now, and it doesn't hit.
I'm out.
My question to you is about the definition of insanity.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
No, we tried to stick with it. I'm with him. I did it again yesterday, and I'm like, are they going to give Saquon a damn ball or not down here?
I know.
And they're not.
And the one week they overcorrect saying, all right, it's too much tush-pushing. We're going to miss it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't want to be the one that misses.
I still am campaigning for Saquon to take snaps under center and Saquon
do
the
do
tush
it.
Push.
Yes.
Yes.
And that way you're
wrinkle
not putting,
that one in.
That way you're not putting the quarterback in danger that way. Give it to Saquon.
So they must be worried about the quarterback center exchange.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Well, rightly so.
Because other than that, Saquon's stronger as a runner.
Yeah.
Sure.
So why wouldn't you? His quads are just as strong as Jalen.
And have Van Summeren push him over. There you go.
Man.
Now, it seemed like yesterday they went to the left more with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the one wrinkle they added in.
Well, no, Jalen does a great job of just not lowering his head and just burying into the line. He sort of pre-snap reason and say, okay, this is where they're stacked at, so I need to slide to the left a little bit over here. And you guys can push the tush from over there.
Yeah, yep, yeah. Exactly.
You can push the tush.
Push the tush from over
from
there.
From over there.
Oh, to get, whatever.
Now, it works for me because in our league,
you have, right. you have,
I happen to have both of them, Saquon and Jalen.
Nice.
So I got the touchdowns no matter what for fantasy.
Okay. I'm happy for you.
Unbelievable. You accidentally draft Jalen.
That was true.
And then now you're reaping the benefits.
That's true. Well, the computer drafted him for me. Yeah, it was true.
Was it Dick Vermeil's computer?
Hey, Coach Vermeil's computer was right.
Well, and so is Tommy from down the shore.
Yes, he predicted a blowout.
He finally hit the score right.
He finally got
two straight blowouts.
It's been a year and a half for Tommy.
Yeah, it's big. Well, it was National Bologna Day last week.
Oh,
so
he's all hopped up.
215-592-9494. Kim in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Kim?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing?
Kim.
Look,
what's up,
real
Kim?
Quick,
hey, Kim.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Kim.
What's up, Kim? We got you.
Oh, my bad, because, look, I'm down here at work.
I'm going to
– Yeah, phone's on mute.
Wait, she's back. I was about to blame Buzz. Kim?
Yeah.
Kim.
Nah, back to Buzz's fault.
Kim. Kim.
Kim.
Kim, we're on the radio.
Kim.
Kim. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a Buzz. That's a Buzz L.
Somehow that's Buzz's fault.
Yep. Herb in the Northeast.
No.
Herb, you're on WIP.
Okay, guys, here we go now. Okay.
Yeah. Finally.
There we go.
Who needs Donovan?
Yep.
If we come out with the next three wins, okay, the Washington game, I'm gonna shave my head with you. Okay?
Yeah.
Herb is shaving his head.
Hell yeah.
Jack, you're in on it. You're getting yours.
Yes.
You're getting yours too, Jack.
Hold
all right,
on.
Yeah. And Herb, you can today. Shave his head.
I'm about 10 minutes
shave.
From my chicken and feet, okay? I'll be over there.
Oh, come on down.
Super.
Come on down.
Great news.
Yep.
Hey, could you do me a favor, Herb? When you come in, even if we're in the middle of a segment, can you walk right in front of us and point at yourself and announce your arrival?
Yeah, right. Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Listen, okay, we had a great game.
Nobody
yesterday.
Wants John back
everything
more than Herb.
Last couple of weeks.
PG just turned his car around.
Like I said, we're running the ball. We're getting those 5-6 yards. We're looking at second and two, second and three, third and one, second and one. We got everything is working. We got options to throw the ball, pass the ball, move the stick. What I liked that I saw yesterday was that Jalen, okay, when he went to throw the ball, it was like right there, a couple, 2 or 3 yards past the stick. There was nobody was like, you know, when he could throw 10 yards and he gets the first down, he's taking what they give him. That's what he's doing, taking what they give him. And that it's looking good, okay? But I'll like I say, when we start playing some of these better teams, we're going to have to pick up the blitz. And
that's the one thing we've been doing good all year.
That's what we went wrong when we played Tampa. That say we need to find more plays.
We also didn't have AJ or Devontae.
When they're coming in, when they're coming with five guys, six guys.
Don't worry, you can talk full voice. He'll never. He's not going to hear.
There's going to be some games.
Good knowledge he's putting out there. Though somebody might want to hear it.
Yeah, some checks.
We got to get this thing going, clicking right. Okay, the defense is playing
exactly.
Yep.
And they got the turnovers. That's what I've been talking about. Turnovers.
You have been.
Turnovers.
Herb, can I ask you something? If No.
Yeah. I heard you, Herb.
Turnovers.
Turnovers win games.
Herb.
That's right.
Big plus two.
Herb, if they win these couple games.
When you turn over, that fourth and one, that guy Jadeen, he made a play.
You think
that's like three turnovers right there. That's a turnover on downs. That counts.
Yep.
That was like Sheldon Brown. I'm coming up to hit you now, bro. You understand
bro.
Why, Ike Reese? I'm coming up to hit you.
You know I understand.
Well, Ike knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Herb, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Herb, after they win these couple games in a row and you shave Jack's head and shave your own head, could we get you to shave everything?
Ike Reese, communication in the secondary.
It's important.
It is.
It's important.
Where the safety came over, the safety finally
he's not
came
time for
over
nonsense.
And helped out. The ball's in the
football.
Air, tapped it right into that guy's hand. That's why before the game and during the week, they have the tap drill. And every day there's a
tap drill.
Herb,
we need to work on a jugs machine.
Herb, I want you smooth head to toe.
I'm about two traffic lights from you guys. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
We're trying. We're looking forward to it.
Wait till you hear. You won't believe who I was with today. Who were you with? You're going to be shocked. And we had a good 30-minute interview.
Oh, I'm sure. Who?
Interview.
I will tell you when I get there. I don't
care. Oh, that's a tease.
Hold on, Herb. How was driving all the Flyers at 5 a.m. on Saturday?
I forgot.
Yeah, I was actually there about 4 a.m.
Okay.
And you drove Flyers players?
They didn't start till about 6, 6:15. Everything was done over there at the FDR Park. There was that run that they had that was a benefit for the Flyers.
Did you drive the players? Did you drive Michkov?
Nah, he wasn't in there. There was a few of them. I think they went. I saw a few of them dressed up or whatever, but it wasn't.
Oh, Halloween.
I think I might have had one in my bus, one or two, but
you wouldn't know.
I didn't really get involved.
Herb, could we get you to do the Brazilian wax thing if they win two in a row?
Come on.
Volunteers, listen.
was that a Tornado Shapiro?
Listen.
All right, Herb, we'll see you in a minute. He doesn't care.
See you in a minute, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Make sure the turn signal's off.
The top 5 of 5 is next. And on Mondays, because they won, we're getting game balls.
Oh, yeah. Eagles are now huddled around the radio.
Uh-oh, Jack. You're going to have to give Jalen a game ball.
I am?
Damn right you are.
Let's see where he shows up in the rankings. My guess is 3. Ike, what's your guess?
5.
Okay.
See, you guys are haters.
All right. That's next.
Oh, yeah, this is where you would have him, not where I would have him.
Yeah. All right. That's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.